It's The Record, Side B from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm David Hyde. And Governor Jay Inslee spoke at Shoreline Community College this morning about his plan to combat climate change in Washington State.
Right now is the time to step up to the plate and seize this enormous opportunity of leading the way to solutions.
For some analysis of those solutions, we've got journalist and grist writer David Roberts with us here in the studio. He writes about climate change policy, and he joins us now. Hi, David.
Hey, glad to be here.
So I guess every time you come in here, I feel a little bit like I'm talking to sort of a funny version of Eeyore, because you never have great news to report on the climate front. You know, there's never really enough progress, and you sound always a little bit downtrodden. But the governor's got some good news today. What is it?
It's good that Washington State elected him on this issue. He's always been a proud champion of this issue, and now he is demonstrating that he's taking it seriously and he's doing everything I can. I mean, this plan that came out today is serious and thorough attack on Washington emissions. Where my Eeyore comes back in is...
Well, first, what's he proposing? First, what's he proposing?
Okay, well, there's several proposals. There's six topic areas. The big ticket items are, first, he is putting together a commission that's going to study a statewide cap and trade program and make recommendations that will serve as the basis for legislation that Inslee will be pushing in 2015.
And that's essentially a market for carbon, where there'd be an overall cap, we'd reduce emissions that way.
Yes, right. And in that way, we would sync up that system with California's system, which is what Inslee pledged earlier this year to do. The other big ticket item is what's called a low carbon fuel standard, which would slowly reduce the amount of carbon, of the carbon intensity of fuels that we import into Washington State. And that's a big subject of controversy right now.
So there's a commission. They're going to be studying kind of how to implement these policies. But there's also ultimately there needs to be legislative support, correct?
Well, there are items on here that require legislation and items that do not. The biggest one, the cap and trade program, obviously requires legislation. And that, you know, more or less, putting my Eeyore hat back on, means it's not going to happen until and unless Washington elects a different legislature to match the governor it chose.
All right. Staying with the positive, what can he accomplish for now on his own?
Well, the low carbon fuel standard is, he is legally within his rights to do that via executive action. It would create an enormous political firestorm, and the Republicans in the legislature would go nuts, but he can do that on his own. And there are other small ticket items that have a lot to do with the operation of state government and how and agency studies and assessments and things like that he can order on his own. The really big ticket items require legislation, but there's lots of progress that can be made with executive action. And by the way, this is exactly parallel to Obama's situation at the national level, which is he's trying to do what he can on climate through executive action because he can't get legislation either.
Governor Jay Inslee, he ran on this issue. He talked a lot about climate, or a fair amount about climate, in his campaign for governor, and that he was going to make some progress. How much has he done so far? What's your assessment?
Well, I give him an A for effort. I mean, I think a big
Maybe an E
for effort. But, you know, I return again and again to this theme, but there are limits to what the executive can do. He's doing what he can do. I think a big test will be how hard he fights for this low carbon fuel standard, because that's sort of big ticket item. He can do it on his own, and it is extremely controversial. So that will be a sort of like trial by fire to see if he's really willing to throw down political capital for this.
And you're excited about this. What exactly would a low carbon fuel standard do for us?
Well, it would ratchet down the amount of the what's called the carbon intensity, which is sort of the amount of carbon embedded in the fuel. It would ratchet that down over time, which would translate into slowly excluding, say, tar sands, oil sands, all these sort of dirty fuels that are coming online now.
So the fuel itself, the amount of CO2 emissions, it would favor something like natural gas over bunker fuel or whatever.
Yes. It would shift over time away from fossil fuels or carbon-intensive fuels and toward cleaner fuels. and toward, you know, biofuels and things like that, and also would give a big boost to electric cars, because if you really want to reduce the total amount of carbon embedded in your fuel system, the easiest way to do that is to eliminate, is to create vehicles that don't require any carbon-based fuel. So it would start moving transportation, which is 44% of Washington State's emissions. That's, transportation is the big, really the big issue for us.
I have just about a minute left, but how far or behind are we on this issue from your perspective compared to other places on the West Coast, BC and Oregon and California?
Well, I'd say California is ahead of everybody, and BC too, really. But we are of a piece with this region, and I think Inslee is very much politically trying to use the momentum created in this region to get us on that bandwagon. But, you know, we had this problem with the legislature. We are, it's worth saying, miles ahead of the rest of the country.
All right. David Roberts, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The governor is going to be convening this committee on April 29th of this year, and final recommendations on dealing with the climate issue coming out in November 21st of 2014. Once again, Governor Jay Inslee spoke at Shoreline Community College earlier this morning about his plan to combat climate change in Washington State. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.